Welcome back to the Woodbury Report. This is Lon Woodbury, an independent education consultant located in North Idaho. And today we're going to talk about anxiety, shattering the cycle of anxiety. And I have as a guest Dr. Fran Moriarty of Mountain Valley Treatment Center. And good morning, Fran. Good to have you here.
Good morning, Lon. It's really nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
Okay, well, anxiety. We hear a lot about it in the media, that anxiety, people talk to it, but I think those are non-clinical terms. Just what are we talking about when we're talking about serious or clinical or pathological type of anxiety? What are we talking about?
Well, Lon, I think you put your finger on it. I mean, anxiety is a normal reaction to stress, and I mean, it's actually beneficial in very many situations, and we've all experienced it. I mean, you've had it, I've had it. I mean, everyone has had anxiety, and they know what it is. But for some people, it can really become excessive. And while the person may realize that they're suffering from anxiety, they can't get out of it because a cycle develops in which folks are... kids, in this case, in our conversation, become afraid of either a real or an imagined threat and become paralyzed by that, find themselves in a position where they are debilitated in their usual lives and they're unable to function in school, at home, or at play.
Now, what might cause a kid to go sort of over the line, away from normal anxiety, into something? First thing that comes to my mind might be a perfectionist parent that is never satisfied with the kid.
Well, there are any number of reasons that a kid could become over-anxious. It might be the domineering parent. It might be with perfectionist expectations that the kid could never meet. It might be a fear of what other kids in school are saying. They might have had a bullying experience. They might have gotten ill, just a simple illness, and been out of school for a period of time and begun to imagine that they'll never be able to catch up, they'll never be able to make it all right. And that fear freezes them and keeps them from being able to step out and take care of something that would be imminently manageable if they were just able to muster the capacity to face it.
So it's a kind of a feedback loop when you get into that, to where they start to get anxious, then they sort of give up, and it just gets worse. Is that sort of what's happening?
Yeah, I think that's a really good characterization of it. An event happens, or a situation happens, or a thought arises, a fear is manifest, and the child is unable to go about their usual business. That staying away sort of exacerbates the fear and keeps them away even more. So what began as something small becomes a situation where we see so often where a kid can't even leave the house to go to school.
Okay. So how would a parent deal with it? And then I'll get into specifically how you treat it in a thing. But how might a parent deal with it if it gets into that kind of a continuous feedback loop?
Well, I think a parent can deal with it by noticing it and paying attention to it and reaching out for help. And there are a number of ways to reach out for help. I would recommend that folks reach out to find a cognitive behavioral therapist in their community and begin there. Meet with that practitioner and see if there's a way forward from an outpatient perspective. For some kids, that's not quite enough.
Okay, and that's where Mountain Valley Treatment Center comes in, or programs like it.
That's exactly where Mountain Valley Treatment Center comes in. We're an intensive, residential, 24-hour program that addresses anxiety at its core. We use evidence-based practices in a community of wellness and fitness and togetherness. And kids can come here and move beyond the cycle of fear and avoidance.
Okay, well, tell us a little bit about how you go about that. What are you thinking of? A student or a patient presents themselves, they have anxiety, and it's your job to work with them. So what's your thinking, and what do you do? What's the steps you go through?
Well, at Mountain Valley, the core treatment modality is cognitive behavioral therapy, which is a form of treatment that focuses on examining the relationships between thoughts and feelings and behaviors. And by exploring these patterns, we can help a child identify the connections between their thoughts and their feelings and how they impact their actions, and move them from a place of distorted thinking to a place of reality-based thinking that will allow them to reclaim their lives. And that's done in the therapeutic setting using cognitive behavioral therapy. And then we use a form of cognitive behavioral therapy called exposure response prevention, which is actually getting out in the community and facing fears in long, prolonged, and repetitive situations where a child is actually able to see that, you know, this isn't as bad as I thought it was. I can really manage this. And by managing their fears, they become adept with the idea that they can master them.
You know, a thought I had, it sounds like that's a general category, because there's various things like maybe obsessive compulsive, or I forget the name of it, where somebody is afraid to leave their house. Those are have conditions themselves. So I presume there's a comorbidity there also, and maybe there's some other things going on that are not directly related to the anxiety, which complicates matters, I presume. So how would you handle a situation where there's some comorbidity?
Well, the anxiety disorders are, as you pointed out, are separated into a number of specific subtypes: separation anxiety, selective mutism, specific phobias, social anxiety disorder or social phobia, as you mentioned, panic disorder, agoraphobia, or the fear to even go out of the house, generalized anxiety disorder, and they can be comorbid with each other as anxiety disorders, but they can also be, anxiety disorder can also be comorbid with affective disorder, major depression. And we would treat in an integrated fashion both of those disorders simultaneously, but in a sequential pattern that would be specific to the child. It's very individualized.
All right, so how long, tell me a little bit about Mountain Valley Treatment Center. How long typically is it, and the age range, and a little bit more insight to what you're doing to help these patients.
Sure. Our kids are boys and girls from 13 to 20, and typically the stay is 60 to 90 days, and the core of Mountain Valley is, as I mentioned before, is CBT and exposure therapy for the treatment of specific anxiety disorders. And that's done in an environment or a milieu that is based on wellness programming that enhances and supports the CBT and exposure work that's being done clinically with the kids. And that wellness program is built around specific modules that have kids out in the community doing activities that tap into both our community setting and our natural resources. So a typical module might be farm to table, where kids are learning how to tend a garden, plant food, bring it back in, wash it up, and process it in the kitchen in terms of cooking it, and then presenting it to the community as a meal. And within that, there are a number of sort of mini activities that will address specific aspects of the kids' anxiety. And we have an equine program where our kids are exposed to horses in an extremely therapeutic way. It's a group that's co-led by an equine specialist and a clinical therapist, and it's using the animal in wonderful ways that mirror the kid's own anxiety. And all of this is done with a focus towards mindful awareness and focusing one's attention on the given moment and its possibilities and its challenges.
So now all this, one way or another, relates to anxiety, because it sounds like the students that you get there, the children you get there, anxiety is the most common diagnosis.
The children that we get here have, all of them have one of the anxiety disorders as a primary diagnosis. Most of our kids, or very many of our kids, have what you referred to as social phobia, and it's fear of judgment. And we work a lot in groups and in the module setting to address fear of judgment, putting kids in situations that have previously rendered them frozen and debilitated, so that they can experience a level of success by taking risks and achieving mastery.
Well, very good. Now, if somebody had a question and wanted to talk to you more about this or find out more about Mountain Valley Treatment Center, how would they get in touch with you or with the center?
Well, they would contact us at the center by, we're in Pike, New Hampshire, Mountain Valley Treatment Center. You can reach us online at mountainvalleytreatment.org. And from there, you could be guided through our admissions department. And you could also reach me through my email, which is fmoriarty@mountainvalleytreatment.org.
Okay, well, very good. Thank you. We ran out of time, but that was very, very enlightening. I appreciate it. This is Lon Woodbury, and been talking with Dr. Fran Moriarty, Clinical Director of Mountain Valley Treatment Center. Thank you very much, Dr. Fran.
Thank you, Lon. It's good talking to you.
And this is Lon Woodbury with the Woodbury Report. And to find out what I'm doing, go to Struggling Teens, that's one word, strugglingteens.com.